Watch it. It's the, and then they began to say, this is a series of covenants.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And they're the first ones that I know, that I personally know of, that really brought that out. Mm. I learned it early on and began to use it and glory my own lives. Mm-hmm. And I'd be believing God for something that he'd directed me to do. And I'd say, sir, I want to remind you of your covenant.
That's
here.
It.
I've turned to it. Now, this is what you said when you were here, and this is a covenant promise to me and to Gloria. We will have this amount of money by this date.
Yes.
Because I'd already prayed. It wasn't because I needed it. Then I'd already prayed about it in the Spirit, and that day rose up on the inside of me, and he never did wait until that date. It always came earlier than that.
Hallelujah.
I reminded him of his covenant.
Put me in remembrance.
But yeah, that's what he said. And then I began to remind him of the covenant that George Washington made in the first act of Congress when he opened his Bible to the 17th chapter of Genesis, where God made covenant with Abram and changed his name to Abraham. I've made you the father of many nations. So George Washington got down on his knee and kissed that Bible. And the long and short of it was, he declared that this is one of these nations.
Yes. Right.
And you will be our God and we will be your people.
Amen.
So the first act of Congress, amen. Number one, the number one thing, first covenant, mm-hmm. was to dedicate this nation and all of its future
yes.
to the Most High God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Liberty Bell had a quote from the book of Leviticus, from the year of Jubilee, what That's Jesus right. called the acceptable year of the Lord.
That's right.
And they rang it until they broke it. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
And I want to remind all of you that George Washington was one of them that pushed all men are created equal.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Martin Copeland, but he had slaves. And just wait a minute. What do you know about it? You knew what a debenture slave is? What a slave? When you say slave, everybody just thinks black. No. Wait a minute. There were people that wanted to come here so badly and had no money. They would make a contract with someone, much like Jacob did with his father-in-law.
7 years.
And he got Leah.
Yeah.
So he went seven more to get Rachel. Well, there were debenture slaves that would, I'll work for you. How many years do I have to work for you to get my citizenship in this magnificent liberty experiment?
Mm-hmm.
And all, he would buy black slaves to get them out of the hands of bad people, but they were not slaves, they were employees. Mm-hmm. He paid them a working wage. So you need to do your homework before you go judging somebody.
Yes. Right. That's right.
A lot of Irish slaves as well.
A lot of them. Yeah, that because they had a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
They were second-class people in Europe.
That's right.
And a lot of them came to New York.
Yes.
And a lot of them were policemen. Amen. Good ones. They knock you in the head, brother. Now I need to tell you, I need to finish my story from yesterday. In the fire church, the first year I was there, I preached that day to 23,000. Now, when we got there this year, there was a lot of construction going on, and so I asked Ricardo, what all of the construction is about. He said, we just need more room. And he said, we'll have 10,000 today, but he said, when we finish this, we'll be able to seat 30,000 in here.
Wow.
He 15 years, nobody came to his church. And he kept praying, and he kept fasting about it. And finally, the Lord said, if you will give me the first half of your day, I'll build the church. So he got up at 4 o'clock in the morning. He fasted and prayed and studied and meditated. And then by noon, he would do pastoral work. And in their praise, the glory began to fall. Now, this was just a few days ago here, was the second time I had preached there. Now, I preached there last year, but because of COVID, the church was closed.
Right.
So we preached in the Rhema Church in Bogota. Anyway, I was there that morning to preach faith, and there was a man that got up and walked up there. They have flagmen after the praise and worship. It'll start during praise. And they don't make different songs. They just flow from one song into the other, and it just praise and worship. And this man came up, and they rushed him up on the platform to give his testimony. And I thought, I wonder what's up with him. Got up there. I found out he was a policeman, and he got shot in the head. And he got shot right up in here. He's a member of that church. And they prayed over him, and God raised him up. That morning, I saw it. He handed Ricardo that bullet. Through praise and worship, it had worked its way out of his body. He could have lived the rest of his life with the thing in there. It wasn't bothering him. But he was in church. He was in church, and they praised and they worshiped till the glory fell. I was there. I saw it. And I was there here just a few days ago. And then he told us, he said, well, he said, we've just got so many people. He said, we need to seat 30,000 in here. But they still have two services on Sunday.
I just heard in my spirit of pastor, somebody out there, Brother Copeland, why isn't that happening in America? What do I got to do to get that?
You want
in
me
my
to tell
church?
You?
That's what I heard in my spirit.
You come to church and you sing, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 songs, and you change songs, and then you receive the offering, and then you preach a little while and go home. They do the same thing, but they praise and worship for an hour. And the miracles happen, and the people are delivered, and all kinds of outstanding miracles, and they have a medical doctor standing there to check you out. And they just praise and worship. They have flagmen, and they come up there, and the praise and worship just falls, and it falls, and it falls, and it falls. And then Ricardo gives an invitation, and they just flock down there in the front end of that thing, and then he preaches the word of faith.
They've learned how to host the Holy Spirit.
Yes, they have. Now, the Friday before we were there, now listen to this, class. The Friday before we were there, he and Patricia had 45,000 in a stadium in Bolivia. They already are scheduled in Cuba, Venezuela, and Peru. Now, I have preached for pastors in Venezuela and Peru. They were there. They were present in our Victory-thon. They had never had services in the daytime. They thought, people work in the daytime.
Oh, wow.
But people were there from Spain, Venezuela, all over the Hispanic world, and it went out on Enlace. The man that founded Enlace was there, and he interviewed Gloria and me in Costa Rica. one time. He was there, and I had a chance to shake his hand. What do you think about this? Who else could go to Cuba and preach like that?
That's right. Jesus.
Venezuela. That is what Venezuela needed.
Yes.
To break the hole that devil got on that country when it turned communist. I preached there many times until finally they just won't let Americans in there anymore. But they will. This is its answer. This book is always the answer.
Yes, sir. And it'll be the answer for America. Yeah. Can I read you a verse that I believe David tapped into this? What that pastor, Ricardo? Mm-hmm. David tapped into the same thing. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel 22, Amplified Classic. For this I will give thanks and extol you, O Lord, among the nations. Nations. I will sing praises to your name. And he goes on and lists all the faithfulness of God. Look at verse 44 here. You have delivered me from strife with my people. You've kept me as the head of nations. People whom I've not known serve me. Who brought me out from my enemies. You have lifted me up above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the violent man. Praise and thanksgiving. David learned it's a spiritual law.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And they had praise services.
Come on.
Now, I've never talked to Ricardo about this. But they had praise services when they dedicated the Temple of Solomon.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had sacrifices. I'm telling you, the sacrificial lambs were slain.
It was extravagant.
You can't count them all.
Mm.
And they sacrificed and made sacrifice for days before they did the dedication. Mm. And then Solomon didn't dedicate it, the people did. And you see all of that. And then what happened? Then the musicians, they didn't start with the musicians, that came later. Mm-hmm. Then the musicians, then the glory fell.
That's right. They couldn't stand.
They couldn't even stand up. It was so powerful in that place. It was the same glory that followed them, the same cloud and fire that followed them all the way through the wilderness.
That's how David overcame Goliath. He had spent time like that.
Yes.
Watching sheep.
Yes.
And he had experience with a lion and a bear, with praise and worship watching sheep.
Mm. Greg, I've thought about that and prayed about that many, many, many times.
Mm.
And I've never heard the Lord actually say this to me, but then David is a man of the book.
Yes, he was.
What did Samson do? I can tell you by reading about Samson.
Mm-hmm.
That he was not an unusually strong-looking man because they couldn't figure out where his strength came from. I mean, if he'd have been as big as Goliath or something like that, but mm-hmm. he wasn't. He's just an ordinary man. He was a Nazarite. He had a Nazarene vow.
The only other one we have record of is John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he would. The Spirit of God would come on him.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And he just tear a lion apart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm satisfied that David read that over and over and over and yeah. over and over, because he's in a dangerous place. Yeah. He's out there protecting those sheep. It's his responsibility. And he is in a very dangerous place. I mean, there's dangerous in there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wild animals.
Mm.
Of course, they've been eradicated now.
Mostly.
For most part. But not in his day.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's meditated on him. Some of the Psalms may be influenced by that.
I'll guarantee you.
But when that bear came up there, he just stood on his covenant. Mm-hmm. And just grabbed him and killed him with his bare hands. He related this to Saul. He said, I killed that lion with my bare hands. Mm-hmm. He doesn't say how big that lion was. But he's a teenager with his bare hands. And he sat out there and played the harp and wrote songs, write them down and as they came. And, and he said, that uncircumcised Philistine, I'll kill him. He doesn't have a covenant and I do. Then he ran towards him. And Goliath cursed him by his gods. And he said, I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. That put the angels in it.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You know who the Lord of the hosts is? Jesus. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, Elohim.
Plural.
Plural. Let us make man in our image. Let them have dominion. The Spirit of God was moving upon the face of the deep, and God said, light be.
Melech Elohim in Hebrew, the angel of the Lord.
Yeah.
You'll see that over and over and over in places. But David understood this. David understood this will carry him through when Saul, the father of his covenant brother Jonathan, is after him. And he finds himself in the cave. He begins to praise again. It's how you behave in the cave that'll determine how you come out.
Isn't that the truth?
It's going to determine.
And his men couldn't understand why he didn't kill him and stop him from killing him. He wouldn't do it.
No, because the whole land, there's a land covenant that's part of the covenant of Abraham, Moses, and David. David's the last one of those on that land covenant. And he is going to make sure that he does this right. And what I'm trying to get across is he's a man of thanksgiving. He knew how to host the Holy Spirit. Yes. The tabernacle of David was for the Gentile. Everybody could be around the Ark of the Covenant for a period of about 33 years. Coincidence. He hosted the Holy Spirit. David knew how to do it. There was praise and worship 24/7. Like this pastor.
Yes.
You're talking about.
Yes.
And when you read Romans 1, all that bad stuff that's behind there.
Oh, Greg,
that's social media.
Forgive me for interrupting.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, he had a convention. Sergio went down there. Mm-hmm. And along with Carlo, Yvonne's dad. And I heard about it, that they were going to have this. So I asked Sergio and Carlo, I said, go down there and check this out. Mm-hmm. So they went. And they met Ricardo and Patricia. Class, they had 1 million people. From all over the Hispanic world.
Hallelujah.
1 million. Gloria and I met Reinhard Bonnke. Met he and Annie. And Ray McCauley introduced him to us. Mm-hmm. We had lunch with them and such lovely people. I mean, Reinhard is just so easy. But that anointing comes on him. Man, suddenly he explodes.
Like Samson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, Reinhard, the anointing of the prophet came on me. But this had been after several hours of visitation about them. And I said, there's coming a day in the name of Jesus when you will have 1 million people answer the invitation in one service. He said, I believe that and I receive it. It will happen. Well, at that time, they just had a small tent. Mm-hmm. It was small. It only seated 30,000. Mm. That became the invitation tent later. And later, they got to the place a tent didn't do. They had to have big outdoor meetings. So we found out about it. Mm-hmm. And this ministry paid for and had built a sound system that they still have today, even though that Reinhardt's in heaven. And Daniel Kalinda still uses it.
Amen.
You can hear it for 5 miles.
Praise God.
And now multiplied millions of people have come to God. But that day happened. And they don't just guess at it. They have little books and an assistant. Can you imagine how many assistant people? He had a meeting for his assistants and got them all together, had a meeting. They had to have it in a stadium because there were 250,000 of them. That's a nice ministry.
It's changing nations.
Yes, Kobo. Yes.
And that's what we need today.
This is the end time. This is the end of the end of the end of the end times. And we're there. And 30 seconds from now, we'll be out of time. It's important that that social media be flooded with it. Absolutely flooded with it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We'll be back in just a minute. Hallelujah.
Do you have questions about what's going on in the world, about your future, your family, the direction you should go? No matter the questions and situations you're facing, you can rejoice and be shielded by the peace of God. Get the Family Peace Package, a CD series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called Simple Stress Relief Through Thanksgiving and Praise, and their book, Family Promises. Start putting God's word in your heart now concerning your family, marriage, and children. Then when the storms of life come, you can be led by the Spirit of God to know what to do and respond in faith to overcome. Learn to quiet the sounds of the world and receive the answers you need for every situation you face, knowing God is with you. Your praise and worship to the Lord is a weapon that silences the enemy and produces an atmosphere where God's blessing flows. Roll your cares onto Jesus, your caretaker, and live in His peace that passes understanding. Request your copy of the Family Peace Package, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, at kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. Receive the truth of God's Word established in your heart and grow strong in faith. The Family Peace Package is a great gift idea for your friends and family. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. This week, we're learning how to develop an attitude of gratitude and to be thankful to God in all things through the power of praise. You have to look past the circumstances and focus on the truth of God's word, because with the entrance of His word and His presence come His mighty power that can overcome anything that stands against you. We know that praise and thanksgiving bring the spiritual forces of joy and peace into your life, changing the atmosphere into one of hope and victory in Christ Jesus. It's time to stop the fear, anxiety, and stress and get on the blessing side of life. Take the next steps and ask Jesus into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Your spirit is born again and you're filled with the Holy Spirit. As a child of God, you have the fruit of the Spirit in you. Galatians 5:22-23 lists those fruits as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You can access the very characteristics of Jesus and live in his victory every day. Learn more about your new life in Christ with a gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called the Salvation Package. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org. You'll receive a book called He Did It All for You, as well as some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Spend time in God's Word, in His presence, and develop your faith.
All of these things are extremely important for the body of Christ, particularly for your children and your grandchildren. I bought encyclopedias, volumes of them, of World War II, pictures of it, and they were there for my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, so the future generations cannot lie to them about that war.
Right.
It's called the greatest generation, and we're part of it.
Yes.
And these things need to be preserved because the devil will foul it up. Yes. I mean, there are people today that think the Holy Ghost never existed. Mm. Well, the devil would give anything in the world if people forget that.
That's right.
Never. We'll never forget it. This is good. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Until this is Kenneth Copeland, Greg Stevens, and the entire class reminding you that God really does love you. You need to be saying that, God loves me. We love you. And Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. I'm telling you, he is. Hallelujah.
Learn more about who you are in Jesus and who he is in you. Request the Salvation Package free on kcm.org/salvation.